Sense of urgency. A critical component that distinguishes what I refer to as the one percentile of humanity from the rest. The segment of people that lead the world we live in and shape and influence the way we experience it is a sense of urgency. They write the music we listen to, the books we read, and the clothes we wear. They design and choreograph the dance, arts, crafts, and the movies we watch. They are the artists, the thought leaders, the philosophers, the scientists, the movers and shakers. They are people who draw the very boundaries that we live within. Us and them. This is an oft-recurring theme when discussing how people are different. I refer to it as the lion and sheep. Alexander the Great once said, "An army of sheep led by a lion is better than an army of lions led by a sheep." It's a philosophy that I personally subscribe to. Leadership is critically important to the success of any venture. What makes a venture viable are not its facts. The facts count, but rarely do the facts take you over the top. Victory does not come from the numbers. Victory comes from a sense of urgency more than anything else. Napoleon heeded to it, as did Alexander the Great, Genghis Khan, and a host of other conquerors before that. A sense of urgency overtakes everything else. Rembrandt drove himself to penury while creating masterpieces in his attic. Van Gogh was driven to insanity. Picasso locked himself up for days, driven trying to represent the absolute on canvas, while painting the Guernica. Beethoven descended into madness as he wrote some of the greatest music known to man. One cannot fathom how one operates on that level of madness. What do they do? Why do they do it? Why are the rest of us not able to do the same thing? Is there really some truth to this concept of marching to a different drumbeat? Were they just born different? I would like to believe that when it comes to the debate on nature versus nurture in shaping a person, it is nurture, the environment, that reigns supreme. We are product of the forces that make us, our parents, our upbringing, our culture, our friends, and our inherent nature. The will that is derived from all of these forces either leaves us dormant or drives us to the edge. Taking my own life as an example, for a long time I coasted on automatic mode. I was sadly satisfied with the minor successes I had obtained. It took me a while to recognize that these laurels were starting to turn to wreaths, almost from the instant that they were earned. They became, in a sense, suffocating. Today, I've come to realize that in order for one to continue on the path of success, one has to ignore both the garlands that are bestowed upon you and the gravel that is thrown upon you. Both are of little or no significance. It took an incident that hit close to home to make me see how fleeting life is. It was an eye-opener and brought me out of the stupor that I had till then called my life. My friend, let's call him Hitch, and I had returned to Malaysia after spending many years abroad. Our life trajectory had been similar. We left home around the same time, spent time in the UK initially, and then in the US. And finally, we wanted to come back home to Malaysia to seek our fortune. The only difference was Hitch was a health nut. He would go for a 6-mile run every morning, and despite my continued resistance, he would relentlessly try to drag me along. I was never a fitness freak, even at the best point of my life. But I enjoyed his company, and on occasion I would join him. We had some good times together during those early morning sessions. He turned up at my house one Sunday morning at 6 a.m., just as a light rain shower was starting, and yelled out my name through the window. I took a look at the gloomy day, and in good humor, I threw my Nike shoe at him, advising him to go away. The last I saw of him was H ducking to avoid the shoe, laughing and telling me he will be back again the next day. A few hours later, I was woken by a distraught phone call from his wife, asking me if I knew where H was. Our usual routine when I joined him was to finish our run and stop for breakfast at one of the street stalls and catch up on the news. I figured he had decided to stop at the stall and had lost track of time as he chatted with the other regulars. Those were the days before cell phones. I told his wife I would go look for him in our usual spots and send him on his way home. I went out looking for him and came to the breakfast place to check if he was still there. And that's where I found out that Hitch had collapsed while running very near our usual spot from a heart attack. By the time the ambulance arrived, he was already dead. A man who, for the best part of his life, was a fitness fanatic, who was at the prime of his life with a young wife and child, and had so much to look forward to, was suddenly and unexpectedly gone. As I emerged from my own grief and sorrow, a realization hit me. Time is not something we have. It was at that moment a sense of urgency began to rise within me. Many people have lost someone close to them unexpectedly, but how many of them are changed by it? I, for one, was so shaken by it that I decided to make something of my life on this planet before it was too late. The sense of urgency that was born that day drove me through the different stages of my life since then and has brought me to where I am today. The fact is that the end is certainly for all of us. We have to face our own end at some point, and of someone close to us. It shows us how fleeting life is, how important every single day is. For me, it was a paradigm shift in how I approach my life after that. Every day became a gift. We should get up every morning and count ourselves fortunate for having one more shot at making a difference, leaving a legacy, and changing the planet. Everything begins with who we are. This sense of urgency is like a candle in the darkness. A single candle can transform total darkness into a comforting glow. A pitch dark room is scary, but a single light can warm the ambience and give form and shape to all things around us, thereby making our path a lot clearer. It is that single candle that I would describe as the sense of urgency. We need to find ways and means to light it. That wick of hope that sits within us, dormant but ready. In many of my training programs, I throw out a challenge to everyone present. I tell them that I will be conducting a special, exclusive session on how to make $1 million at 5 a.m. the next day. I give them a guarantee that they will walk away with everything they need in order to make $1 million. And if they fail, I would give them $1 million instead. Then I ask, how many of you can guarantee that you will be there at 5 a.m.? Almost always, every single person puts up his or her hand. When I ask if they can guarantee their presence, 9 out of 10 people say yes. That's when I ask, how do you guarantee such a thing? None of us can guarantee that we will be around an hour later, let alone 12 hours. People forget how transient life is. Just as my friend left his house that morning for his usual run, expecting fully well to return and did not. We may not always have the next 12 hours. One of my favorite phrases in Arabic is Inshallah. It simply means by the will of God. When you tell a Muslim friend that you will see him tomorrow, he will say Inshallah out of habit. What he is really saying is, this day is not mine. I will see you by the grace of God. Variants of Inshallah I use not only among Muslim groups, but also in Christian and Jewish groups. From the Middle East, in parts of Africa, and via con Dios among Portuguese and Spanish-speaking people. Mahatma Gandhi would often quote the sacred Hindu text, the Bhagavad Gita. I implicitly believe in the truth of the saying that not a blade of grass moves in the wind without his will. If one were to subscribe to this belief, then every minute becomes precious, every hour a gift, every day a potential legacy. Life needs to be lived as it should be, on the brink, taken to its very edge. Your entire perspective of what is right and wrong will invariably change. That is the gift of the sense of urgency. In an instant, life and every breath you draw gets supercharged. You change from ambling along the path of life to racing along the same path. If the rest of the world remains the same, then with a sense of urgency, you would rather not be them. Walking the line of lunacy would then become appealing. It would be far better to be crazy than compliant. To see the world in a different light, to experience the sheer joy of living, to be a flash of light across the sky, than merely a wisp of a cloud. It would then be a life well lived, to see a world in a grain of sand and heaven in a wild flower, hold infinity in the palm of your hand and eternity in an hour. William Blake, Auguries of Innocence. It is only when you have a sense of urgency that you do not feel the hurt or the pain. You leave behind the agony as you challenge yourself to the point of breaking. Even then, you will keep on going as you forge a wall between yourself and your feelings. You will pick yourself up as you fall, unceasingly surging ahead, and thus creating life anew. Success itself will become merely temporary moments in time, for success by itself is not what you would be seeking. Rather, it is about living in that moment of consciousness before achievement is realized, thereby making the journey always more important than the destination. Success would then become a continuous journey. Sadly, a great many of us are not accustomed to having a sense of urgency. At the dawn of mankind, survival depended upon it. Whether the hunter-gatherers, the early farmers, or the warring tribes, there were battles on many fronts. One had to fight the travails of nature and deal with the constant threat of warfare while disease and starvation hovered in the background. Therefore, our instincts were honed for survival. Today, most of us are reasonably comfortable. That comfort has turned into a security blanket that we snuggle into. And eventually, it becomes a quicksand that sucks us in slowly and gradually. Till there is no other life outside of its parameters, it kills the spirit within us. We would rather seek security than gain success. Security becomes our most desired treasure. We begin to seek it above all else. There are clearly a few who do not want this, who have an inherent desire not to be suffocated in this manner. We label them as adrenaline junkies. They jump off buildings and planes, go deep sea diving with the sharks, climb mountains, go on explorations to the North Pole, all in search of excitement. A second group seeks this excitement via the chemical route, popping pills, uppers and downers, or anything that gives them the high they crave. Then there is the third group that seeks to find this high in violence of some kind or the other. All these groups delude themselves into thinking they have a sense of urgency. The only thing similar is the feeling of walking on the edge. A real sense of urgency is neither chaotic nor random. It cannot be induced or experienced through an external source. It is channeled, driven, controlled, and directed from within. And therein lies the path of true success. A true sense of urgency is one that you wake up to every morning, that drives you as much as you drive it. It is a beacon of light, and it draws from your inner well-being. It should come from a disciplined source, one that you have absolute control over. This is the concept and practice that I describe in my book, In the Sphere of Silence. Warriors practice it as much as sages do, both in their own way of walking the edge, not in fear or in ecstasy, but in complete awareness and balance. I recall these lines from Christopher McDougall's Born to Run that define a sense of urgency brilliantly. Every morning in Africa, a gazelle wakes up. It knows it must outrun the fastest lion or it will be killed. Every morning, a lion wakes up. It knows it must run faster than the slowest gazelle or it will starve. It doesn't matter whether you are a lion or a gazelle. When the sun comes up, you better be running. These lines talk of a sense of urgency animals naturally have and thrive upon. We humans, on the other hand, need to raise it and rise with it, and on occasion even let it drive us, let it control us. Getting up in the morning with a sense of urgency is a necessary condition. Something we need to welcome. A sense of urgency is not an option. It's a necessity. It is something we must cultivate, recognize, and renew every day. Like the lion, if we do not become faster, then we lose our sense of purpose and direction. Being faster, better, striving to be finer, sharper, and ultimately victorious is the entire purpose of our existence. So what is this real sense of urgency? It is in knowing that every day is truly a gift, and one needs to derive the most of it. For tomorrow is not ours and never will be, and yesterday is simply gone. If you do not grab the moment, cherish it, and make it yours, you will simply start to deteriorate and to regress. One has to connect to a sense of urgency, to a burning desire within, and with the strength and determination to leave the comfort zone behind. This is a daily battle. Awakening to this reality is the most important thing that defines us in who we become.